always promise you feel good music on 5FM, and that's exactly what you're gonna get. It's Churches with He Said, She Said, and round about now, it's 12 minutes after 1, and it is so good to be with you, Durban. I am bringing you 5 Lunch live from Park Square, and I'm still gonna be with you all the way until 3 p.m. If you are in Durban, come say hi. It is only the right thing to do. It will make my life. But most importantly, if you haven't vaccinated as yet, or today you have chosen that you're going to go and get vaccinated, please choose Park Square. Everyone's so friendly here. The process is so quick. It is absolutely amazing. But right now, because we know what the reality is, right, where there's some people who are a little bit hesitant to go and get vaccinated. I was one of those people. Some of my colleagues then reached out to me and were like, Zanele, these are the facts, so make your decision now. And I decided to go get vaccinated. So if you're somebody who might be in that boat, or you've got a couple of people around you who are, the really great thing is that today we are chatting to someone who is in the know of all the facts. Her name is Dr. Noluthando Nematswarane. She is the head of the Center for Clinical Excellence at Discovery Health. Beautiful Noluthando, are you still good as opposed to the 30 minutes ago we spoke?
I'm very good, Sanele. I'm very, very good.
I am so glad
to be talking to you.
Oh, Dr. Noluthando, I am so happy as well. I think one of the biggest things that I'm keen for us to get into is the vaccine hesitancy. Now, I want to ask you, as this woman who is knowledgeable about all of this, what are some of the common reasons why people are choosing not to vaccinate?
I think a lot of people, Zanele, are worried about side effects. And I think because there's so much misinformation out there around what the vaccine can or cannot do, people are really confused. This is why it is really our duty to educate and make sure that we share information in a transparent manner, and also understand people's fears and really address them, you know, in a non-judgmental manner, and really just allow people to engage with that information. And most people, what I've seen is that once they start engaging with the information, get, you know, information from reliable and credible sources, they usually then can, you know, change their minds and do get vaccinated. So I think it's important to make sure that information is shared in a transparent manner and people are allowed to engage with it.
100%. And you said, Noluthando, that it is our duty, 100% our country duty as fellow compatriots of South Africa. Papa Cyril would be proud. And more than anything else, I think you hit it the nail on the head when you said that some people just have misinformation. So earlier on, because I like things, Noluthando, I was asking the people here at the vaccine site, and I was like, what are some of the funniest and weirdest things that people have asked you? And it was this very question. Does it cause infertility? As in, some people get you and they're very scared of that. And I want to please ask you, as the head of the entire center, is that true?
Zanele, unfortunately, that is not true. And I think it's something that has been, I mean, we've been getting the same questions from various people. We've shared information. And interestingly enough, once we share the information, people read the stuff and then they realize, no, it doesn't. They go out there and vaccinate. So I think it's important that people know that there is no clinical data to show that it does, you know, cause infertility. So I think people can be assured that, you know what, post-vaccination, they can still plan their families.
I love that, because I want to have kids one day, Noluthando, and then I'm going to bring
them
to you
want
guys,
you
know.
We want you to have
Thank you. My goodness, I want to make more Zaneles here, hey? But more than anything, Noluthando, I think also as a country, after these months of lockdown, we know that something we love is alcohol. And that's just us being real with ourselves. So I need to ask you, can one consume alcohol post-vaccination?
We know people love their alcohol, but we advise that please allow at least 2 to 3 days while we're observing you for vaccine side effects. Do not then confuse your body now, because now we don't know whether you are a bit looking strange because of the vaccine or it's because of something else that you have consumed. So I think we are encouraging people not to consume alcohol 2 to 3 days post-vaccination as we are still monitoring for side effects related to the vaccine.
And you know what, Noluthando, what's 2 to 3 days? As a country, we've done months. What is 2 to 3 days with us, hey? Surely we can do it.
For your own good, I think you can do it. Definitely.
100%. But Noluthando, of course, there are one or two other things that people are really worried about when it does come to the vaccine. So can I jump through them quickly so you can just put us at ease and we can get past it? First and foremost, Some people believe that the composition of vaccines is largely confidential, like it's a trade secret, you know, like the Krabby Patty or something like that. And that the COVID-19 vaccine contains a tracking device. What do you say to that?
Sorry for the slight giggle. You know,
I was going to say,
there is no tracking device. I mean, I've tried to test this on myself. I don't think anyone is tracking me. I am fully vaccinated. And you know, there's no magnet that sticks on my on my shoulder where I was vaccinated. And they, you know, the vaccine, the composition of the vaccines is not a trade secret. If people are looking for this information, which is in the public domain, you can actually see what is in each vaccine. And you know, the components are clearly you know, described. So I think if people are looking for that information, they can get it, because remember, with every medication, you need to, as a manufacturer of that product, be able to disclose that information for public review. So
you're,
I think,
so
people,
right.
They, because remember, the regulatory authorities have to interrogate all that information, so there is no secret in terms of what's in the vaccine itself.
I love that. Let's jump on to the next one. Why was the COVID-19 vaccine developed so quickly? And I won't lie, Nolutando, when it came out, with me and my skepticism, I was like, ha, where did they find it, eh? Where did it come from? So please, can you explain to us?
So, Zanele, this is an important question, because remember, vaccines are not new. People are making it as though vaccines are a new, you know, concept. We've been giving the vaccines, most of us are vaccinated from childhood. So most of the technologies that were used for COVID vaccines are existing technologies, you know. So we leverage existing technologies, but the mRNA technology was one interesting one, because, I mean, it was there, but it was one that could actually create a faster development of these vaccines. So if you look at the technologies that were used, all pre-existing technologies. And I think people must understand that in terms of testing the vaccine, where you start in the lab into animal trials and then move to human trials, those processes are still followed. So it's really, I think for me also, we must think, this is 2021. If we expect the processes to be as slow as 1918, then it means we have not moved on with the times. We must be leveraging existing technologies to actually respond to this public health emergency.
So, Nolutando, you know, I never looked at it like that. We're not in 1918. You're very right. It doesn't take 20 years to get something right. We've got modern medicine, which is incredible. And Dr. Nolutando, before I let you go, may I please ask you to just leave us with some wise words in terms of vaccination and the country going out there and doing the things.
Yes, Danielle. The only way to prevent severe illness and death is for us to get vaccinated. We don't want people to die. We don't want people to get into hospitals. To protect ourselves, to protect our family, and to protect those around us, and to protect our country, and to eventually get to a post-pandemic era where we can, you know, if COVID is just a mild illness that, you know, people still get here and there, but don't get, don't get hospitalized or die, I think we will achieve something very meaningful for all our families. I think to those who have lost loved ones, they will understand what we are talking about today.
100%. Thank you so much, Nolutando. We appreciate you. You are absolutely amazing. Please keep doing the incredible work that you're doing, and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Thank you so much.
Thank you. As I told you before, we are out at the Park Square in Durban, and it is all about Vaxxed Up on 5. A whole lot more still on the way. Stick around, yeah?